Welcome to Knitting Story, a podcast by two crazy knitters. I'm Jen.
And I'm Lex.
Welcome to our story pod, friends. Episode 18, Hungry for Knits.
On today's episode, we've got Off the Needles, Show Me Your Knits, Knitting in the Wild, and Christmas with the Crazed Knitters.
Excellent. So let's start with Off the Needles. Lex, I think this is all you.
I'm pretty sure it is all me, and it is great. So, I've been busy, as you'll find out in a second here. So I finished those socks in the crazy multicolored yarn of doom.
What company was that again?
It was Manos del Uruguay.
And that's what you got in Canmore.
That's what I got in Canmore. Sweet. And I, yeah, they're like this crazy stockinette. Like, you couldn't do anything. Maybe a simple lace pattern, like with a yarn over. But anything other than that, and you would have, like, lost it.
Too variegated.
Oh, eh? Talk about, like, crazy variegated.
But it's nice because it's so little short colorways. We'll make sure we try and include a picture if anybody wants to see on the show notes.
Yes. It's great. So it's nice and small. Like repeats, and then I don't know, it was fun to knit, and everybody commented on them.
Yeah, how's it feel the wearing them?
I think they're a little bit short in the leg. I think I made the leg too short.
Okay, do you like a taller sock?
Yeah, apparently I do, yes. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with these socks. I might just wear them despite everything, or I might give them away. Who knows? Yeah, Christmas is coming.
With a gift yarn? I always have such a hard time if I get gift yarn, to give the gift yarn away as a present?
Oh, no. I bought it for myself in Canmore. This was my, I'm in Canmore, I'm buying this.
Okay, yarn. Perfect. Trip yarn.
Trip yarn. It was trip yarn, yeah. Sweet. So, I'm not sure what I'll do with that yet, but either way, they're done. So, yep. That's great.
And that was your first socks, kind of doing the after, or the heel, right? But
that was like the weird heel that I had to look up on the internet. Yeah, so I'm done that. Woo!
Yay!
That was like no pattern. That was my first socks I've ever done without a pattern.
Sweet.
Other than like, you know, your general... I kind of improvised it, so yay!
Yay!
And then, so I've got my other two finishes are the same pattern, just different a little bit. Mm-hmm. So they're, it's called Unreleased Pattern Knit Along.
Okay, do you know Caitlin the premise French. Behind why it's called that?
It's by Caitlin French, and she has a group on Ravelry. She's a designer. She does a lot of really neat things. And I think you did the Sunlight Shawl for Sad People?
No.
Oh, somebody did that.
That sounds awesome.
I thought it was you. Okay, it wasn't Jen. But so she's got a Ravelry group, and it's called We Will Tell You All Our Secrets.
Mm-hmm.
We'll try to link that in the show notes so you guys can find it. And she's pretty awesome. Like, she's got some... Man, if my hair looked like that, I would be so happy.
Really?
I gotta say, like, she has... Yeah.
Give me a quick general description.
Well, sometimes she has pink hair, sometimes she has purple hair, but it's sort of styled, like...
Awesome.
Sort of like the... It reminds me of, like, the 40s.
Okay.
Hair, you know, and she wears like really cool clothes that are like retro and yet cool.
She's got style, hey?
She has, like, let me tell you, this woman has style.
Nice.
Yes, I want to be her. And she's also, if you ever watched the show Once Upon a Time,
mm-hmm.
She's the one who knit the baby blanket in the first episode for the little baby.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, that's how I found her. Anyways.
Famous and style.
Famous nice. And style, yes. And she's Canadian.
Oh, even better.
So, woo, yeah. And anyway, so it's her group, and basically she called it the Unreleased Pattern Knit Along, and
mm-hmm.
it's an unreleased pattern, so I'm going with it. I don't know. It's really, really easy. And so I did two versions of this scarf. It's a scarf.
Mm-hmm.
The first version, I used Yummy Yarn Studio Merino Silk Worsted in Sweet Potatoes.
Ooh.
And I used one skein, which was about 230-ish yards. And I was a little worried that it was going to be too short, so I didn't make it as wide as I was supposed to. Mm-hmm. But I made it wide enough that I'm fine with it.
Because I think in the pattern, you cast the scarf on lengthwise?
Yes. So you cast on an ungodly amount of stitches.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like 244 or something.
Okay.
Some ungodly number of stitches. And then there's decreases along the way. And it's just the same row over and over and over and over until you've made it as wide as you want.
Or run out of yarn.
And ooh. Then I did pom-poms.
I love pom-poms.
The pattern calls for one pom-pom. I did three mini pom-poms on each end because I didn't think I had enough for two big pom-poms.
That would be a great project if you have, like, that mystery single skein.
Yeah. And that's what I had. I had this one skein of worsted yarn that I was at a loss as to what I was going to do with it. And I was like, this is perfect. It calls for fingering weight yarn, but I'm here to tell you that you can use anything you want.
Absolutely.
One unless skein of
worsted. You know me and I'm the knitting police.
Yeah, unless... That's why I didn't tell Jen I was doing this. It was a surprise to her. And it was a great scarf. Super easy. Like, the pattern is... like really easy.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Hand spun.
Yep, you could
That would be an ultimate use of hand spun because you could use almost all of it.
Yep.
You know.
And then you could just and if you wanted to forego the pom poms, you could forego them or you could find nice complementary or contrasting ball of yarn for pom poms. You know, like you could do anything.
I gotta say, pom poms sound awesome.
Yeah, they're fun.
Sweet.
They're definitely fun. And then I did the same scarf in a bulky, gray bulky. It's for my brother for Christmas. He doesn't listen, I don't think, so I can tell you guys all about it. He wanted a gray scarf for Christmas. He lost the hat I made him, which is fine because he at least wore it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's in cozy wool by Loops and Threads. You can buy it at Michael's. That's where I got it. And I did it with fringe, not pom-poms, because he didn't want pom-poms. So, he wanted fringe. He specifically requested fringe.
Okay, well, perfect.
So, he got fringe.
That's sweet.
And when you cast on, it's the same number of stitches, and as you've seen, it's about, well, I'm about 5.5 feet tall, and I've put it around my neck, and it almost reaches the floor.
Hmm.
And that's the same number of stitches, just a different weight and a different size needle.
Gauge, right?
Yep.
That's sweet.
It's awesome. This is, like, so awesome.
And just one ball. It's like a one-ball wonder.
No, I use like 2.5 balls for the bulky one.
Maybe because it is so bulky, you'd have to have a lot more, hey?
But I had in my stash, so.
Sweet.
If you have like 3 balls of bulky in your stash, and you're like, what the heck am I going to do? You can do the scarf.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, it's super easy. Like, you can do it anywhere. You can bring it anywhere. Do it like the,
That's awesome.
It's one row so over and over and over and over.
Definitely thumbs up?
Oh, yeah, definitely thumbs up.
That's awesome.
Also, this group is pretty awesome, and I like all of her other stuff, so plug for her.
Yeah, go check out her group, check out the pattern.
It's pretty awesome.
So, show me your knits.
All right, what do you got going on?
So, I think I was talking last week about maybe doing the boneyard.
I think so.
And well, I went stash diving,
okay.
And I've got the perfect colors.
Oh, yeah?
It's, I don't know, you saw it, is it a navy? What's
it's like a navy blue.
Navy royal.
Really dark blue.
Anyways, if anybody's seen the Seahawks football team's jerseys and stuff, it's the 12th man boneyard.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's very similar to Lex's boneyard. And so, but my base color is the navy blue, and then the contrasting garter ridge is neon green.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that's perfect.
It's awesome. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to look. And I'm like, the boneyard is a free pattern. I like free.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I have yarn in my stash. Mm-hmm. Yay!
For sure, for sure.
But it, I gotta recommend
it. I saw it with her hat, with her hair on. It was great.
I should post the picture. I went to a Seahawks game, and I want to say Thanksgiving weekend.
And Canadian were, Thanksgiving.
Sorry, yes, Canadian Thanksgiving, so back in October. And they were giving out free hair, and maybe once I finish it, I'll do a picture with the, with my crazy Seahawks hair on and my Seahawks.
It's pretty sweet. Pretty sweet. Yeah. Anything else you've got going on?
So let's see. I am actually working back on my February fitted pullover. we're going back to our show notes and we realized that I started talking about this pullover back, June? July?
Yeah, like episode 2.
Yeah. This has been well marinated in the work in progress. But
yes.
I was like, oh, I need something to knit. And I pulled it out, and I was like, I have that enthusiasm for it again.
Good. Good. You were just going through a rut.
I was going through a rut. I had a lot going on in the fall, so I'm so ready to keep working on it.
Sweet. I can't wait to see what it looks like.
Yeah, and it's in Knit Picks. I want to say maybe the worsted DK. I'll look
it. Cool.
Yeah, but... Hunter Green, totally loving it.
Nice.
I'm not going to do the waist decreases, though.
Okay. You're just going to make it straight down?
Yeah. I kind of run straight up and down.
All right. Well, You got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah. And the pattern is awesome. Totally recommend to people. It's free. And it's obviously simple enough where if you put it down for 4 months and you pick it up again, you just can pick up and go. It's perfect. Not like, ooh, where was I? It's, yeah. Oh, that's the last row I did, and away we go.
Perfect.
Yeah, what are you working on?
Okay, well, in the spirit of things that we've talked about in previous episodes, and then just sort of, they just sort of disappeared, I'm working on some stripy socks, and they're black, white, and pink, hot pink.
Right.
So I'm working on those. I'm turning the heel, actually, for the second sock now.
Okay.
So I just got the foot to go.
That's the yarn that has been many projects?
Yeah, that was the mini project yarn.
I think I'd seen wristers at one point.
Yeah, they started out as socks, then they were wristers, and now they're socks again.
Sweet.
And that's just what they're going to be.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah.
You're getting your money's worth out of this
heck
yarn.
Heck yeah.
And it's awesome, because it's like white, black, and neon pink.
And neon pink, yeah. Which is what sold me on this yarn, is the neon pink, I'm not going
to
lie.
And I have been known to like self-striping yarn. There's a rumor going around that I like self-striping.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know where people would come up with that, but it could be.
It's a rumor.
Yeah. And what else have I got going on here? Oh, yeah. So I'm doing the Hopward cardigan out of DK in color pumpkin. And I counted my stitches today, and I don't have the right amount of stitches for any of the sizes.
Oh.
And, like, I'm supposed to have another round of decreases to go.
Okay.
But even when I do those decreases, I still don't have the right number. I'm not going to have the right number still. So I think I'm just going to fake it.
Fake it till I make it.
And I'm just going to carry on like I never counted the stitches and just pretend.
Did you count the stitches at any point before?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Because I was going
to
say...
Well, I did when I put the markers in, when it told me to.
Oh, okay. But that's too long ago to...
Whatever.
Yeah, it'll still look good.
It's fine. You know, this is how I knit. Oops! Fudge.
Yeah. Oh, make one, decrease two.
Yes. And then, I just cast on yesterday, actually. It's called... The Multnomah Falls Cowl. And I did it in Yummy Yarn Studio DK Bamboo. Ooh. And so it's 100% bamboo. And it's sort of like a goldeny, buttery color. And it's brioche stitch.
Okay, so give a quick description for our listeners of brioche stitch.
Okay, well, it's a double-sided stitch. So it's the same row. So you do like your three setup rows. And then it's the same row back and forth until you've gotten to the length of the thing, and it's knit two together, yarn over, slip one, knit two together, yarn over, slip one, and then the way it lines up with the number of stitches on each side, it makes like this squishy rib doubles, and it looks the same on both sides, like it's a double-sided stitch, right? So it looks the same on the front, and it looks on the back.
And is it going to be a long cowl? Like a single loop, double loop around?
I think it's going to be... I don't know. I'm just going to knit till I sort of run out of yarn. And then you cast off. And then you Kitchener it together. Ooh. So it's going to be a little bit longer than the original. Because the original only used like 190 yards. And I've got like 237 or something.
Some crazy number.
So it's going to be a little bit longer. But
was it a free pattern?
It was, but now it isn't. I was like, a bunch of people, thank you people on my friends list, by the way. A bunch of people had faved it on my Ravelry friends list. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that looks pretty cool. And I clicked on it. And it was free till like noon yesterday.
Oh.
I was like, yes. And I downloaded it real quick. And now it's not free. But it's really cool. I like it. Yay.
That is sweet. It is so.
It was luck. Because I've had this bamboo sitting around forever. Just waiting for something, and I was like, this is perfect.
And it was like swap yarn, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was swap yarn too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet. I'm like, yeah, the yarn was free, the pattern was free. This is gonna be the free cowl.
And I like it because it's so squishy. Like
it is, it's squishy, it looks good reversed.
Yeah, that's nice. Hey, that it front, back,
squishy as a cowl.
Yeah,
like a it's a drapey cowl, right?
Okay. Because
you knit it on really big needles as well, so that it has a lot of drape and a lot of squish factor to it, because you don't want it to be all like tight and uptight.
That would be a good Christmas gift pattern, or Christmas gift of the knitting, you know, like,
yeah,
everybody likes soft, squishy things, and especially if it's the same front, back, especially if you're going into exams.
Yeah, and it's easy, right? Like, once you memorize the one stitch pattern, you just keep repeating it.
That's so
it's
awesome.
And it's interesting enough, like, there's yarn overs and slipping, so it's easy. It's interesting that it keeps your attention, but it's not mind taxing.
It's not a lot of
taxing.
Work. That's sweet.
You know? I like it. That's good.
All right, let's go on to knitting in the wild. So this start of this part is me. I was on the train, and I glanced over, and somebody had fiddlehead mittens on.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, I know. And I've looked at this pattern on Ravelry for forever, and I'm always like, oh, I gotta do this pattern, I gotta do this pattern. And it is just... anybody, just go and look at the pictures of that people have done of the fiddlehead mittens. They are beautiful. And she had them done in the most wonderful fall colors, like burnt oranges and that kind of that green that comes in the fall. Oh god, I was gonna try and take a picture of her.
You should have just gone up and been like, I do a podcast and I notice you have knitted mittens, can I take a picture?
I was gonna kind of like squish over and try and get a picture, even just sneaky like, but then she got off the train.
If you happen to be listening, owner of these awesome fiddlehead mittens, you should just send us a picture.
Yes.
And then we'll use it.
Oh, maybe I'll look on Ravelry.
Yeah, she might.
Mind you, there's, I think, a couple thousand pictures.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Anyways,
we're Ravelry creepers.
We're stalking your mittens.
Let's look up all the Calgary knitters.
So the other knitting in the wild, Lex and I went and watched the new Hunger Games today.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, that movie is rife. At least the beginning part of that movie is rife with knitted things.
Because the first section of the movie, we're not going to do any spoilers here for you guys, but it's set in the winter scenes, and so it's cold, and it's... Oh,
it is perfect.
Oh my god.
I don't know if they were all hand-knit or they just looked hand-knit. But anyways, they were knitted.
They were beautiful. And Lex and I were sitting there next to each other, and every time we would see one, we'd, you know, do the little elbow bump, like, yee!
Yeah. We went to go see it with my stepdaughter, and she looks over at me, and she's like, what are you doing? Like, what are you and Jen doing? And I was like, oh, we're taking note of all the knitted things so we can talk about them on the podcast. And she sort of laughed and rolled her eyes.
Yeah.
And then every time it would happen, she would elbow me, and I'd elbow Jen.
Oh, just, like, little peaks of it, like little wristers and cowly shawl sweater things
and pajamas.
Yeah, actually there was some pajamas. We're just like, that's garter stitch. Oh, it's knit stitch. Sweet.
Yep.
Oh, and just she had this very, it wasn't delicate, but it was definitely cabled. But oh god, it was just awesome. It was a knitter's, it was like Harry Potter but Hunger Games, where you're like spot the knits the whole time.
It was all like, they were great. I think they're... I'm not sure 100%, but I'm pretty sure that there was someone who knit on the design, like the costuming team,
or because
whatever the technical name
I read is. The series, and they weren't... They definitely weren't discussing the fact that there were a lot of...
Knitting.
Knitted-related items, but you just got these, you know, this little flash here and this flash there, and, oh, totally recommend it. Even if you just go to see... For the hand knits, it was awesome.
The movie was actually really, really well done.
Yeah,
totally. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but I would totally recommend it.
Yeah.
And we looked up some of the patterns on Ravelry, and they're there. Or adaptations of them are.
Yeah, it's... And there's Ravelry groups for Hunger Games, if you like the series, and people have shown what they've made that's, you know, Hunger Games inspired, and then we were looking at some patterns that were the different... zones, right?
Yeah.
And they were discussing you could make it, they were squares that were knitted, and I don't know if it's double knit or maybe stranded knitting
or intarsia,
but you could pretty much make a square of each district, and it had a picture of what the district represented to the capital.
Yeah.
And thought, this would be such a cool blanket to make, and then, like...
Especially if you are, like, a super Hunger Games aficionado.
Yeah. Or you know somebody. Like, Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Big yarn.
Might be
big
a little, needles. Might be a little late now for the gift part, but...
Oh, well.
You know, maybe. I don't know. Depends on how much time you have, I guess.
Yeah. That's true. Totally recommend it.
Oh, it was awesome.
Everybody needs to go out and do it. So, Christmas with the Crazed Knitters.
Mwahaha. Okay, so it's the beginning of... the Christmas season, officially.
The Giftmas season.
The Giftmas season, yes.
And we have compiled a little list of maybe some items that you could put on your knitting wish list.
Yep, or if you know other knitters that you have to buy things for, you know. Or Ooh. Or if you are a knitter and you just want your significant other or your family or your friends to buy you knitting things, just let them listen to this part of the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Make a list. Leave it conveniently lying around the house.
Things I want, underline.
So, yours was the first one, interchangeable needles.
Interchangeable needles, yep. Mm-hmm. I think those would be very cool to own. And they come in a variety of price points depending on the brand you buy and the, you know, what they're made out of and stuff. So you can definitely check that out.
And that would be something you could get for any knitter.
Yeah.
You know, as, like,
if they don't already have a set of interchangeable needles, I don't think, I would be very surprised if any knitter was like, oh, interchangeables. Oh. You know, I'm pretty sure we'd be like, yeah, sweet.
Interchangeable needles.
Yeah. So.
And then the next one is yarn bowl.
Yarn bowl. Oh, I love my yarn bowl. It's
so
great.
For the listeners that may not know what a yarn bowl is,
it's a, well, mine is pottery, but you can get them in wood, and it has this little spirally thing cut out of the side of it, and you put your yarn, your ball of yarn in it, and then you thread it through this little corkscrew thing, and you can take it out so it's not like you're locked into this project.
I have seen
forever.
Ones where they're just a hole,
yeah,
and then you'd be locked in, which would suck. Yeah.
This is not, mine is not a locked in one. Mine is a slide your yarn through this thing.
Swirl.
And then as you knit, you're pulling the yarn is spinning around in the bowl, but it is not falling off your desk, your lap, bouncing across your floor, or any of that stuff. So it kind of stays put.
And worst comes to worst, it's a beautiful piece of art.
Yep. Hey, that's also a good thing for it to do. So I like it.
Next one. Double-pointed needle holders for socks.
So this or mitts.
Is, or mitts, yeah. Anything where you're going to use those tiny little double-pointed needles.
Yeah.
It is nice because they're not poking through your project bags.
Yeah, or into your knitting.
Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, sliding around. They're not sliding off when they're in your project
getting
bag.
Getting stuck in your ball
of yarn.
Of yarn. That's what I'm looking for.
And you, when you're not using them, you can store other stuff in them.
Yeah.
And this is multiple price points here. I think I've gotten some off of Knit Picks for like $2 for $5.
And you can, they go all the way. I've seen them for like $80, but they're like hand carved out of exotic wood. And I'm just like, oh. So again, this is an any price point kind of gift because we didn't want to be like, oh, here's all the expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Like this is vast.
Mm-hmm. And it would be really good if you were doing a gift and grab for your yarn group or your knitting circle or whatever.
Yeah.
You put Santa. You put those babies on the table, they're going to go.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure they are. Ball winder and swift.
Yeah.
These are a little bit more expensive in general. Not crazy, but
I have to say my swift has saved my marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah. There used to be a lot of, hold it just this way so that it can just pop off because I had a ball winder first and my husband, bless his soul, would stand there and have his little arms out. Not little arms. Don't tell him
arm.
I said that.
His little arms. He's so cute.
He'd have his arms out and he'd be helping me wind off onto my ball winder. But man, save my marriage.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, this is not in everybody's price range.
The first Christmas I learned how to, like, after I learned how to knit, this is what I got from my husband, who was a Swift and a ball winder.
Yes.
And it's not because he was tired of helping me wind the balls.
Mm-hmm.
He said that it was so that even when he's gone, I can still make a ball of yarn without him.
That's sweet, because I've been known to wind balls in the middle of the night when I'm lying in bed going, I gotta do this project. Jump into this dash, pull out the skein, wind it up.
Well, you're crazy. I don't do that quite yet.
Yet. Now that you know.
Now that I know.
Next item?
Project bags. So, project bags are great. They can be big, small, medium. You can buy them at the store. You can buy them on Etsy. There's some great ones on Etsy. Or if you're handy with a sewing machine, you can make them yourself.
And they are not hard to make yourself. And they are awesome.
Oh, they're so great.
Any size. Oh, this is just the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, any size. Because you can make, like, as long as they'll hold a ball of yarn, some needles, and, like, say a pair of socks. That's probably the smallest you want to go.
Yeah, maybe 6 by 8. kind of. No bigger than that. No. I want to say 8 by 10.
Yeah. No, not even that big, because that's as big as this piece of paper.
Oh, that actually is pretty big.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I've got nice tiny ones that I keep in my purse with my projects.
Yep. So, you, I mean, you can buy big ones, and then people can put sweaters in them. So depending on what kind of knitter you're buying for, or you are, you know, project bags.
And that is always a good thing to get, because I notice that I will shuffle projects because I need the project bag.
Yeah, me too.
I'm like, I need this bag.
Yep.
Sorry, knitting.
Toss.
So stitch markers is the next one.
Yes. Now, I have to say, stitch markers, again, I like these ones.
Mm-hmm.
You can make them if you're handy with little things. Or you can buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Variety of price points. You can get them handmade. You can get them, you know, you can get plastic ones. You can go to the jewelry section of, like, Michael's or whatever your large chain craft store is and buy jump rings.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy jump rings and, like, polymer clay and make your own.
Yeah, those would be good gifts to make for people because it's like a piece of art with your knitting, you know?
Yeah. So I get these for Christmas a lot, and that's I excellent. Love them. And I've gotten, like, last year my husband and stepdaughter, bought me ones in at breakfast. So I have a little piece of toast with jam, and a little piece of toast with peanut butter, two eggs, sunny side up, some bacon, and a cantaloupe.
That's sweet.
A slice of cantaloupe.
And if you wanted to turn that into wearable art, you could put it on a pin.
Yeah, like they're awesome.
A shawl pin and wear them.
They're awesome. So you can make those, you can buy them. Again, variety of price points, always handy, great little stocking stuffer, you know. Now that I've said you'd make them, now I'm thinking of making them myself. I'm crazy.
You're calling me crazy.
Yeah, well, our crazy manifests in different ways.
Yes. Stitch dictionaries.
Why don't you talk about this one?
Okay.
I've been talking a lot.
No problems. Yeah, I love stitch dictionaries because I'm obviously a late night cast on project person.
Yep.
And if you want to make a pair of socks and you just have some ordinary workhorse yarn and you're like, I want to add a little something, a stitch dictionary, anything you could have put on into a circle, assuming that you obviously get the right number of stitches.
Yep.
You know, and sweaters, swatches. You can make dishcloths out of stitch dictionaries.
That's true. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
You can.
Yes. You wanted to try and see how difficult a pattern would be? Make a swatch that turns into
a dish thing.
Cloth. Excellent.
Or a blanket, eventually. You would have a stitch dictionary blanket.
That would be cool. Could you imagine, like, just flipping through the book and then stopping at a random page, and that's going to be your next square?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Excellent. See, we're giving ourselves ideas. We don't talk about these things before we talk about them.
Pattern books is the next one.
Yeah, so I get a lot of these again for Christmas. I gotta say, I am blessed with a family that will buy me knitting stuff for Christmas.
Like, they, on their own, buy you knitting stuff.
On their own. Like, I'll be like, here's the store. Go to this store. And then
anything.
You know, they know me well enough. And I think they're trying to stay in my good book, so I'll keep knitting them things. And it's working. So I have gotten a couple of books for Christmas. One was a sock pattern book, and one was, it was a, sort of a variety of everything, but a lot of sweaters in this one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so it's great. They flip through them, and they're like, yeah, you know, she'd like at least one or two of these patterns, so.
That's excellent.
Yay!
Next one, magazine subscriptions. I love knitting magazines.
Do you?
I do.
I don't have that many.
And nowadays you can get digital copies of the magazines.
Yes.
So that you're not having to store these magazines.
Yes.
You know, so you can have them downloaded to your iPad. You can have them, I believe, downloaded to your computer.
Oh, I'm pretty sure. I think they're all just PDFs.
Yeah.
And so, you can just open that on your phone if you have a smartphone.
Yeah, and it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving throughout the year, you know? Like,
yes.
I have a hard time being like, oh, I'm going to go in and drop $8 or $9 on a knitting magazine. But if somebody were to give that to me, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. I got my stepdaughter a National Geographic subscription last year.
It is a gift that keeps on giving, you know?
It comes every, National Geographic comes every month, so it's great.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah.
And then, for the spinners.
Oh, yeah. The fancy orifice hook. This idea comes courtesy of Pinterest.
Etsy would probably be the best place to get one if you were going to buy one.
Or you could make one.
Or, yeah, if you're handy with a little bit of wire, get some beads.
Or if you know someone who's handy.
Oh, a jewelry maker?
Yeah, you know, like a local jewelry artist. I'm sure if you just brought them your plain orifice hook and said, I need something like this, but fancy.
Absolutely. And that would be, if you were in a spinning guild or had a spinning group, that would be a great gift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so pretty to use.
Or, you know, if you know a spinner and you want them to continue spinning things for you.
Mmm.
You know.
Tradesies. Yes.
We'll just go with crochet hooks. I skipped ahead on the list, guys. Oops. Crochet hooks. So, even if you're not a crocheter, which I am not, let's face it, I can do very basic crochet.
Mm-hmm. Still crochet.
Crochet hooks are totally, I use them all the time.
Yeah.
The really teeny tiny ones are good for beads.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger, you can use them for cast-ons, you drop to stitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you need to do.
You need a border on something. And so that's kind of like your interchangeable needles, but get a little sampler of crochet hooks.
Yeah, just get most big box stores and knitting stores or yarn stores will sell just a sample, your basic pack, right? I mean, you won't get any teeny tiny beading ones with it, but whatever.
Yeah. And obviously if you have a crocheter in your life, those are great gifts.
Oh, yeah.
You can get some pretty nice and fancy crochet hooks.
They're pretty, you can get some pretty sweet crochet hooks. I just have general.
Yeah, me too.
Workhorse, because I don't use them very often, but I use them enough.
I've used them to work cables.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can hook them off and then it's got enough weight to hold the stitches you want it.
That's true, yeah. Ooh, yeah, I've never thought about that. That's a good use for them.
So the next one is lotion bars.
Yes. I think we should also add to the lotion bars is like a scrub, like a salt scrub or a sugar scrub.
Yeah.
You know, and then a lotion bar to be used in tandem.
Especially if you're using silk.
Oh, yeah.
Because silk is snaggy.
Especially if you live in a dry climate.
Mm-hmm.
Like we live in a dry climate and my hands bear the scars of this climate.
Yeah. Yeah. So, lotion bars, take care of your hands.
Yep. And, you know, the scrub is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can scrub all your dead skin off and then lotion it up.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that the other day. That's how I thought about it.
And so, this one is not in everybody's price points.
No. And, yeah.
Though we would like them. If anybody wants to send them to us, that would be much appreciated.
Yep.
Tickets to a yarn fiber retreat or cruise.
Mm. You know.
That... Yeah.
Yeah, any, you know, like stitches, any of the stitches, or what's the other one I'm thinking of here?
Well, there's a knitting cruise that runs up, I believe that leaves out of maybe San Francisco and then runs up to Alaska.
There are several knitting cruises. There are knitting cruises that go down to Antarctica. Hello.
Yeah.
I would go, everybody's like, oh, Antarctica. I would like to go to Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see what it looks like down there.
I even do a hot weather knitting cruise.
Yeah, I would do that. Oh.
We're not going to turn it down here, people.
Nope. I would go to a knitting retreat or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
That would be an awesome
But gift. Again, not in everybody's price range.
No, not in my price range.
It's not in my price range. Don't feel bad out there. But if it's in yours, more power to you.
Yeah, or if you've got, you know, maybe a huge anniversary that somebody wants to spoil you on, not even just Christmas, you know.
Yeah, anytime. And darning eggs.
Yes, finally the darning eggs.
Always useful if you knit socks.
Mm-hmm.
Or and mittens.
You bought one at Olds this year or last year?
Last year. The first year I went to Olds, I bought one. And I bought one because I told my husband that I wouldn't mind knitting him socks. But he wears through his socks, really, like his regular socks, pretty quick. Like, he is a monster with socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just envisioning these hand-knit socks just getting destroyed after, three uses, right? And I was like, oh, all that time. And he's like, if you buy a darning egg, I'll fix my own socks. I'm like, you can darn socks, which is a skill I didn't know he possessed, and B, you're willing to do that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hot damn. So I bought one for him and me, mostly him.
Has it been used yet?
I've used it several times.
Sweet.
I use it to weave in ends on socks, because it's easier than sticking my hand up in there. I just stick it in there.
Idea.
I weave in my ends for my double knitting. That mittens would be really too. Good. You know,
even on the underarms of sweaters and stuff. Yeah. When you just need a little something in there.
Yeah. So I've used it several times. His socks are still intact, so he doesn't need it yet.
Yes. So that's Christmas with the Crazed Knitters.
Yeah. So
hopefully we gave you guys some good ideas. Leave a list around the house if your husband or wife or, you know, your kids need some ideas to get you.
Best friend, whatever.
Best friends, knitting groups.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Just leave the lists everywhere. Make sure your name's on the top, though, if you're going to leave it at your knitting group.
That's true.
Yeah, they need to know who to give this awesome stuff to, right?
Ooh, excellent. So, come join us at our blog at knittingastory.wordpress.com.
You can join us on Facebook at Knitting a Story.
And Ravelry, Knitting a Story podcast. I'm Jen's account, JennsAccount.
And I'm Beloved of Bast, BelovedOfBast.
Come join our group. Friend us on Facebook so we can... Ravelry, friend us on Ravelry so we can stock your projects.
Yes. Mwahaha. Then I can get more Multnomah Cowl ideas.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
See ya.